My feeling is it'd be real helpful to the department. We're in a situation with AFDC and food stamps, and which is totally intolerable in a state of our geographic makeup and size and communications problems to be able to reach the tolerance levels that we have presently in terms of error rates.
I did not mean to be short-circuiting going to the commissioner when I asked those questions of Mr. Klim. So if you could, to the department, provide that to us, we'll attempt to deal with it.
In conclusion, I think that the committee has gotten a slightly better grasp of the elephant, but I'm sure that there are some details which elude us. But if you would like to close, I'd like to give you the opportunity for closing statements or serve as a target, whichever it is.
Well, if you would, I'd like to talk about my commissioner's office, which we haven't talked about, at least so you know what it consists of. Commissioner Pugh, Department of Health and Social Services. Just to give you some idea, there's oftentimes in an atmosphere of major financial cutbacks, an atmosphere of thinking about looking at the administrative components and saying that this is the area we should cut before we cut any client services. And quite frankly, from my own emotional stance inside, that's exactly where I come from more often than not. But I would like to say that there are some dangers in that, and I think it's something that each of us have to look at, the legislature as well as
executive. Representative Taylor just identified a major one.
the legislature as well as executive branch has to look at the downsides of that. And there's pieces of you know, administrative kind of things that if you don't do, you can't manage a department real well. Our commissioner's office, in terms of the Department of Health and Social Services, for being the second largest department of state government, is relatively small. I'll give you an example. If you look at the people who work for me, I have one deputy commissioner, Connie Seif, and I have one assistant commissioner in Anchorage who operates as a special assistant and troubleshooter there. I am in the process of hiring a second assistant commissioner. Outside of that, I have three special assistants and three clerical people in the central office here. I also have seven directors. In comparison, just to give you some example, the Department of Transportation has 26 directors and five deputy commissioners besides the commissioner. And we are, you know, next to them, the second largest department of state government. I think that we run a fairly good streamlined organization in terms of what, you know, management levels are compared to the amount of services that we provide to Alaskans. As I mentioned earlier in my overview, that we're providing services to well over 200,000 Alaskans through our department, direct services. And I think that those services reach and touch out, you know, people from every walk of life and in every community in Alaska. And I think that not only are we providing those services, but we are providing a large employment picture to the state of Alaska. We employ 1,700 state employees, as well as we employ well over 2,000 other employees through grants and claims. Just the grants area, we're providing over 2,000. That does not include where we're making payments to hospitals, nursing homes, and so on. And if you look at what those do as far as providing personnel services around the state, we make a major economic impact on the state of Alaska through the money that we either directly give to clients and public assistance or through services such as medical assistance and other kinds of grants areas. And so I'd like to be, as we move through this really difficult time, I feel it's real important that we communicate well together and look real carefully at what kinds of things are best in terms of cost savings, because sometimes the shortcuts are not good in the long haul, that it's much better to take a look at overall of the programs to really delve into what are the goals that we want to achieve through programs and to actually make significant kinds of programmatic changes with the possibility of actually eliminating programs or so on, rather than wounding the animal, so to speak, until it actually cannot function well. And I'm real concerned about that as we go into this kind of crisis situation, because I think that quality is real important in our kind of walk, you know, our kind of business. And if we go to doing damage across the board to programs, what we're going to wind up with is, you know, you guys full of complaints from constituents, me with full of complaints in my office, versus what we all want is to provide some quality services to Alaskans. So I think it's real important to make some choices versus just going through with some kind of general cuts across the board. And I'd really like to, you know, say that to you. I'm certainly going to say it to the Finance Committee also, and indicate that I think that's the kind of partnership that we have to have in moving forward in this, you know, during this kind of difficult period with the finances and shape.
Thank you, Commissioner, and that concludes the overview of the Department of Health and Social Services. The committee will meet at 4 o'clock tomorrow to begin moving at the Department of Education at 6:11.
So what's 4 o'clock tomorrow?
I'd just like to thank the department for what I think was an excellent and professional presentation by all members. I really did appreciate the candor with which you spoke. That was very helpful.
So that's a reception.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Start?
Yeah. I thought that's something about buses or something.